So, what do you do up here? Do you want to pause?
It's Laneway Introduced on 95 BFM.
All right.
Turn my mic on. The last couple of weeks, we've been taking a bit of a deep dive and closer look at Laneway and just remembering how awesome the festival is, it is and how good it's going to be next year when it returns to Albert Park in 2023. I had a chat today to the Backseat Lovers from Salt Lake City in Utah, just to get a bit of background on them and what you can expect from them at Laneway. Here's the chat. Whereabouts are you at the moment?
I'm actually in Vancouver right now, spending some time with my girlfriend.
Have you guys had a great summer in North America?
Yeah, it's been awesome. We've been touring a lot. We just did a couple festivals. We played at See Here Now and Firefly. Yeah, it's been sweet. See Here Now is like right on the beach in New Jersey. And yeah, it was nice just like hanging out in the sand and listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a lot more you can ask for.
Any highlights from artists you saw perform?
Saw Stevie Nicks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, once-in-a-lifetime thing.
She's a real weapon. I've seen her maybe once with Fleetwood Mac, and then I also saw her come down and do a solo thing here in New Zealand, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, it was crazy to see her play all the songs that she's playing for. She's been playing for years and years, and it seems like she just wrote it yesterday, you know?
Totally. All right. Hey, shall we hit these? I'll hit these six questions that I'm asking everyone that I'm chatting to. They're essentially open-ended. You can answer them as seriously or as like lightheartedly as you want. Just give them a crack. How do you define what you do, and how did you come to do it?
I think I'd define it as just like sharing my soul and like our music, I guess. And I think playing music has been something that I've always done since I first could choose to do something, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think to do it in the way that I do now and like with my friends and my band and like playing all over it, a lot of it is, I feel like really lucky, the people that attach themselves to what we do, and like, because that's kind of the reason why we can do it the way we do. And that's kind of what I credit it to, I think.
Describe your best musical memory to date.
Oh, that's a great question. Well, the most recent one, I think, that I'd say is we were writing a song in the studio a couple weeks ago, and I had, like, slept in, and the rest of the guys in my band had already tracked an entire song that was brand new, and I just walked in and able to like just like experience it. I was like, whoa. And then so we just kind of like spent the rest of the day working on the song, and that was probably one of the most euphoric and fun experiences I've had in a long time with music.
What items are on your dream festival rider?
Let's see, maybe like a massage chair, some M&Ms, or like snacks. I guess I don't really need that much when it comes to stuff.
Okay, nice. What's the Backseat Lovers' typical pre-show ritual?
We have a couple things that we do every show. We usually write our set list just like 10 minutes before, and we all kind of sit down and brainstorm what songs we want to do. But that's kind of the main thing. And then we always like do a group hug before we go on, but I like to, like, it's kind of nice to have it be different every time too.
Nice one. What's your advice for a punter surviving a day at a summer festival and ensuring that they have a ripper of a time?
Drink water is what I'd say. That's the most important thing.
It seems to be the gold standard piece of advice every single band I've spoken to has given. Drink water. Drink lots of water.
Really?
No one has said sunscreen, though. No, not one person has yet said sunscreen.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good point.
What can people expect from your Laneway set?
Ooh, I think we're going to play lots of new music. By that point, we'll have our new album will be released, and we plan to play a lot of that, but also since it's our first time out there, like, we definitely plan on playing a lot of the songs that we've been playing like this last year and try to make it a balanced set so everyone feels like they get what they want out of it, hopefully.
Awesome. Hey, we'll look forward to seeing you down here in Auckland early next year. Have a good one. Thanks for your time, bro.
Thanks so much. Yeah, awesome. It was good talking with you.
Okay, cheers. Bye.
Cheers.
We're both throwing smoke into the night. It's raining, I suppose you need a ride. She said, I've got nothing to do, neither do you. There's a place down the road where we can waste the whole afternoon. I overheard that she was 19. She's got a fake ID and a nose ring. Those kind of girls tend to know things better than I do. And I'm dying to figure out what she's hiding. Just playing it cool, but she's lying better than I do. We'll be right back.
Oh, you know my mate Johnny.
That was Laneway Introduced on 95 BFM.